So we left off yesterday with a question. We saw in the Rosh that the Rosh says that the halacha that shlokas and shlokas and mei shlokas and eka bracha barak piyadama, that's only when the ikra bishul was for the yerokas. So then the mgoder is also nimshach achar yerek, and the same thing with daiso. If the bishul was for the daiso, then the water would be nimshach achar daiso. But where the ikra bishul is for the water, and the water only has a tam from the yerokas, or only has a tam from the soirim. So then the bracha shakum the bidvar. And with that, we explained the Goyim and so on and so forth. So, we had a question. The Rosh later on in Daf Lamed Tes, the Rosh asked, what's the difference between Mei Shlokos, where the Bracha is Bar Pi Adama, and Mei Peiros, where the Bracha is Shehakol? The Rosh answers, Mei Peiros don't really have the time of the Pri. They have their own time, but they're not Koilet the time of the Pri. By Shlokos, the water is Koilet the time of the Yerokos themselves. So the Rosh has a distinction. The question is, what was the Rosh's Kasha in the first place? The feed the Rosh and the Tshuva, the din that Mei Shlokos, you make a bracha bari pi adama, is only when you bima, when the ikur bishul is for the yerokas, and you're planning to eat the yerokas with the water, so then the water is nimshach achar yerokas. But in the case of Mei Peiros, you're not eating the pri, you're only eating the juice, l'chor, you're drinking the juice, you're not eating the pri at all. So that would be, if anything, that's analogous to where a case where the ikur bishul is for the water, then you take it, make a bari pi adama, then you make it, or a bari pi, then you take it, make a bracha shakal miyavidroi. So Kushim and Karolesis, so what was the Rosh's Kasha altogether? That's the Kasha that we left off with last time. So, first of all, we can't rule out the possibility that maybe there's Taka Chazar in Rosh. Maybe the Rosh in Halachas is not going exactly the same as the Rosh in the Tshuva. We'd have to know, and which Nekud is the Rosh in Halachas not like the Rosh in the Tshuva? Could be the Rosh in Halachas assumes that on time you could make a Bar Pi Adama, only Mizoinis you can't make on a time. Anyway, we're entertaining that. It's not like the Goyim. But maybe the Rosh and the Halachas holds that even though the Rosh has the Svar, that on time you make a shakel, maybe that's only Klapi Bari Mini Mezoinus. But Klapi Bari Piyadama, maybe Bari Piyadama you could make on a time. Not like the Rosh and Shuvah. Not like the Rosh and Shuvah. Another possibility is that there is a Deacon Rosh. You look at the rush by us, the rush that we've been busy with. It's even your base. So the rush says, we still like beer, and why do you make a shakal and beer? So first he says, and then he says, Inami came in Shamashkit solo likarya shemamayim. Since the water is clear, so the ikar is the water. Then he continues, what about Rabbi Shmuel, that the dogon is always the ikar? Since here there's only time, so therefore it doesn't go into Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. So it's a ktsas diak over here. First the Rosh said that since the water is clear, it's tsolul, so therefore the water is the ikar. And then he says, now what about Rabbi Shmuel? So he says, yeah, but Rabbi Shmuel doesn't apply over here because here it's only time. It doesn't say in the Rosh that it's like that the words like inami, it's mashma. It's a hemshech of what he said, that since the water is solo, the ikir is the water and not the tam. The simple reading of the Rosh is that he's saying, since the water is clear, so all you have is a tam. So the water is the ikir, the tam is tofel to the water. And then he says, even though by dogon we have a rule of Rav and Shmuel that the dogon is always the ikir. She says, no, here it's like Shaychel Rav and Shmuel, because here it's only a Tam Ba'alma. Rav and Shmuel doesn't apply to a Tam Ba'alma. But the flow of the Rosh is a little bit mashma, that he's still going with this Hanocha that we're talking about where the water is clear, and that's why it's only a Tam, and that's why Rav and Shmuel doesn't apply. In other words, Ula Yesh L'dayik, I must say, maybe it's not Mukhuch, but certainly there is a certain mashmois in the Rosh, that this whole word that on Tam, that on Tam, you don't make a Bracha, is only when the water is clear. But if the water is not clear, then maybe this does not apply. Then it's already more than a time. And then you would make a bracha, perhaps of mezainus or bari pi adama. That's not so poshut. It's not self-evident to me that by mei shlokos the water is tzolo. He's talking about beer. Beer is tzolo. Mei shlokos and maybe not tzolo. So maybe the Rosh would hold that the... Maybe sometimes they are, sometimes not, but at least there are cases of You know, you make vegetable soup, the water is not always clear. You have to do that. A lot of times the water is, you make a pea soup, the water is not clear. You make a pence in the vegetable, but the water is not always clear. It's not always solo. And yet the Gemara says that Mishnah is very piadon. So maybe the Rosh held that, so maybe that was the Rosh's kasha. The Rosh's kasha was, I mean, the Rosh in the halachas holds that this concept that Antam, that this concept that on Tam you don't make a bracha of mezoinis and you don't make a bracha of bari piadoma because it's bolted to the water and so on, that it's limited to cases where the mayim is tzolo and by shlokas the mayim is not necessarily tzolo. So therefore, even if you're cooking it for the water, you know, it's another way to say it's another nekuda around which there might be a chazar from the Rosh and the Tshuva. The Rosh and the Tshuva assumes that may shlokas, if you cooked it for the water, then the bracha shahakal, the same as beer. And the din of shlokas, and you only make a bari piadoma when the ikar bishul was for the yirokas. Maybe the Rosh and the Lachas holds that Mishlokas are not like beer. Beer is tzol. But Mishlokas are not tzol. Mishlokas, they have the water is, it's more than just a tam. There's some amoshes of the Yerokas in the water. And therefore, that's better than a tam ba'alma. And that's why you make a bracha, bari pri adoma. I'm just finding different ways that there might be a chazorah between the Rosh and the Tshuva and the Rosh in the Halachas. And maybe the Rosh in the Halachas Taka is Chaylik and says that, and it holds that by Shlokas you always make a Bari Pi Adama. Regardless of whether the Ikar Bishul was for the water or the Ikar Bishul was for the, was whether the Ikar Bishul was for the Yerokas or the Ikar Bishul was for the Mayim. Fair, it's not like he says in Shulchan. That's a possibility. Not so posh, because if you're going to say the reason why Yerokas is very, why Shlokas is very piadom is because the water is not clear, then Vaita, what's this kasha to on May Paris? May Paris is, maybe May Paris is solo. Maybe when May Paris, the juice is clear. Not talking about where it's pulpy. So it's kasha. So then we're back to, you know, so now we're in a different, jump from the frying pan into the fire. So Vaita, what's this kasha for May Paris onto Shlokas? But I just want to point out, it's not 1,000% mukhuch that the Rosh in the Halachas has to be going like the Rosh in the Tshuva. About it, we would like him to be going like the Rosh in the Tshuva because it's all the Rosh. And the Rosh in the Tshuva was such a big mafeach to understand the Goyin and how the Goyin understood Taisa. So for all of those reasons, we would like the Rosh in the Halachas to be like the Rosh in the Tshuva. So what do we do? So let's assume that the Rosh in the Tshuva and the Rosh in the Halachas are on the same page. Yes, so then the question is, if the din of shlokas is limited to cases where the ikar bishul is for the yirokas, but where the ikar bishul is for the mayim, then as the Rosh and the Tshuva says beferish, then the bracha shakal liyavidvari. So then, what's the Rosh's kasha from May Paris? And May Paris, the ikar is the juice, not the pri. The pri will help you throughout, and you drink the juice. So what does the Rosh want from May Paris? Yeah, so what's coming to Zog? What could we say? We had the kasha yesterday. Would anybody have any suggestions?
Yeah. Maybe like May Paris is kind of like we said Shem and Zayas yesterday in the Gon. Yeah, in the May Paris we view the Ki'u meaning as sort of like the pre. It's not water with something else, but it's just the pre itself, and that's where the kasha is coming from.
Then what's his teretz? His teretz is that the Meperis don't have tam. So it sounds like his kasha was he assumed that the Meperis have tam. The Meperis have tam, so they're the same as Meshlokas. His teretz is the Meperis don't have tam. His kasha in the first place, even if the Meperis have tam. But on tam, you don't make a bari peadoma except when the ikar is the yirokas. But when the ikar is the tam and you're not interested in the yirokas, you only want the tam in the water, then you don't make a bari peadoma.
So clear that the same idea applies when you're not cooking it. In other words, maybe the whole question of why are you cooking it is only a question when you're cooking it. But by a pre, since you're not doing anything like with fire, we wouldn't necessarily care whether you're doing it for the pre or for the mayim. At the end of the day, the mashkin either have the taste of the pre or they don't.
I mean, I guess it depends how we understand the distinction between, you know, when his das is on the Yerokas and when his das is on the water. I thought the Havana is that when your das is on the Yerokas, so then you're making a tafshul of Yerokas, and then the water is like, I'm not going to say a tuffel, because the Rosh is at pains to say in the tshuva that even if you only drink the water, you know, he's a chayla and he's only going to drink the water. But since the derech is to cook it for the Yerokas, so the brach is not going to change from case to case. So it's obviously not the regular dinim of Iker v'tofel. Iker v'tofel is case specific. If by you it's not a tofel, then it's not tofel. But nonetheless, there's this notion that when if the bishul is for the Yerokas, then I look at the whole thing as one gestalt. It's one thing, Yerokas with the water. So then I don't just look at it as a tam ba'alma, and then the bracha becomes nikva that it's bari pi adama. But if all you want is the water, then basically you're making tam, you're producing tam. So tam is not a bari pi adama. So by juice, l'chaira, by juice, since you're not eating the pri, you're only eating the juice, and the juice is a, what's his kasha? The juice is a tam. I mean, l'chaira's kasha is, again, his kasha is that juice has tam. You see from the teretz. His kasha is because juice has tam. Yeah, but it's only tam. It's tam, but it's not the pri. And that's what we should, it's Zeyev Alma. We don't look at it as the pri. So it has tam, but tam itself is, it doesn't warrant the bari pi adama. It could be that there's some other way to understand the chiluk between, you know, Daitei Abishul and Daitei Yerok. What's his dat? Like, maybe there's some other, I mean, it's a program where we have to, you know, maybe there's some way to work out a mahalach that the chiluk between Daitei Yerokas and Daitei Mayim has some other Havana, but I don't know what that necessarily would be.
Yeah. Maybe it's based off, like, the water is nimshach based off the vegetables and it becomes an extension of it, so to the juice, keep that is
even more related to the actual fruit and would be nimshach the same way. And how? I hear. Also, maybe he held that the water, that the meperis, it's like gara. Meperis is like somehow more. Meperis is at least as much connected to the pre. Again, it depends on the havana. If the havana is the way I'm presenting it, that when your das is on the Yerokas, then it's basically a tafshul of Yerokas, and then the soup is just part of the tafshul of the Yerokas. So over here, you're not eating the pri. You know, maybe there's some other, some other havana that when your das is on the Yerokas, the water is more connected to the Yerokas. When your das is on the water, then the water is less connected to the Yerokas, and then Meperis is certainly connected to the pri because it's organically connected to the pri. Although these are possible, I'm not being shy of all of these possibilities. I want to suggest something else. I want to maybe just another malach, and that's to say the following: that since you see that when your das is on the Yerokas, then you make a bari pi adama on the water. Even though you're drinking the soup by itself. He's a chayla, he's drinking the soup by itself. But since it was cooked for the Yerokas, so he's able to make a bari pi adama on the water. That only makes sense if the water, which has tam of the pri, has or tam of the yerek, has a shem yerek. You can't say a bracha that's mamish not true. Like, you know, the bracha can't be a sheker. If it's if you can make a bari pi adama on meishlokas, it must be that tam of a yerek it's called the pri, it has a shem pri. The tam has a shem pri. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense, you know. How can you make a bari pi adama if it's not a pri? It must be the tam of a pri is a pri. It does have a shem pri, enough to make an ibrocha bari pi adama. So, why do we say that you only make a bari pi adama when your das is on the, when you were mevashalit for the yerokas, and not when you were mevashalit for the water? It maybe means like this, that when you're mevashalit for the yerokas, and now it's the whole thing is a tashul of Yerokas. So it has a chashivus, then the soup that's part of this tashul of Yerokas has a chashivus that we should make in the bracha, bari pi adama. But if you're only making it for the soup, for the water, you're not making it for the Yerokas, so then it still has tam of Yerek. But tam of Yerek by itself is not chashiv enough that we should be kaveir in the bracha, bari pi adama. We had very similar mashal we had in the Torah, going back once upon a time, we were learning the Sugya of Tzlaf, that the Torah learns that tomorrows are bari pi adama. The tomorrows of the Tzlaf are bari pi adama. So, because people don't... We had two different theories in Shain and why, but let's say, because people's das, when they plant the Tzlaf, is not for the tomorrows, it's only for the Avyonis. So the Hevgainis Habari Prihates and the Tamaris Habari Pri Adam. Nonetheless, the Torah says that as far as Arla is concerned, even the Tamaris have Arla. In our Shal, at least, even the Tamaris, where we pass in like our blessing, even the Tamaris are also Misham Arla. So the Mogan of Rami asked, and the Mogan of Rami asked, how could it be if it's also Misham Arla, then it must be a Prihates? If it's a Prihates, then why are you making it a Brach Habari Pri Adam? So we said at the time, that Gul Pshat in the Torah is, that the Torah held that Das, what people have Das for, can only affect the Chashivas of the thing. They can't make, the Das can't make a Pre-Adam into a Pre-Eitz. It must be the Torah held that it must be Be'etzim a Pre-Eitz. The Tamaris also Be'etzim a Pre-Eitz. They also have a Din Orla. But if that's not what people planted for, so it's not so Choshuv, people's main Das when they plant the Tzlap is for the Avyonis and not for the Tamaris. It's not so Choshuv. So it's not Choshuv enough to make the Bracha a Protis of Bayer Pre-Eitz. You only make the less specific bracha of Bayer Pri Adam. There is some degree of das, although it would be shakalim and dvar. It's not like kaira. There's some degree of das, but it's a secondary das. It's a secondary degree of das. So the main das is the most choshev thing, that's Bayer Pri Eitz. And the lesser das is less choshev, it's Bayer Pri Adam. So I'm not plugging into their mamish, but you see this idea, we saw in the Torah already, this idea that something might be a Pri Eitz. But since it's not so choshev, they weren't kaveya in it, the bracha protus of Bayer Pri Eitz. So I want to maybe just al derech zeh in the rosh that this chiluk that if your das is for the yerokos then the water becomes bayir pri adama. But if your das is for the water then it's only time and it's shakam liyavidvari. If it's from the fact that if your das is for the yerokos you could make a bracha bayir pri adama on the water shows me that the water is a pri adama. It has a shem pri because time of a pri has a shem pri. It's a bayir pri adama. Then we have to ask ourselves, but is it choshev enough to make a bracha bar pi adama? Maybe it's not so choshev. Maybe Tom's not choshev enough to make a bar pi adama. So there, the Rosh makes a distinction. He says, where your das is for the yerokos. So then, even the water is choshev enough to make it in a bar pi adama. Agav, the yerokos themselves, the water also has a chashivas to make it in a bracha bar pi adama. But when you're not going to eat the yerokos, you're only going to drink the water, then the water by itself, will be it that it has the tam of the pri and has a shem pri. But water by itself with a tam of yerokos is not choshev enough to be kaveid in a bracha bari pi adam. It's only shakal niya bit vay.
So why does that still hold if you eat it independent of the tam? I mean, if you cook the das yerek, but then you go and eat the water separately, right?
Because since this is part of since this is called a vegetable soup. So he's a sick guy. He's only going to drink the soup from the vegetable soup. But the whole thing has a shem vegetable soup because there's vegetables in it and soup. So it has a shem vegetable soup. And vegetable soup is a chashuv thing that should have in a bracha bari pi adama, water and all. But if you only you're only making broth, then the broth by itself doesn't have a chashivas that it should have a bracha bari pi adama. Because then I look at it, it's just tam, and tam is not chashuv enough to make it a bracha bari pi adama. But the nekud that I want to get to over here, it's going to be useful, is that you still have to say that the tam has a shem pri. Because if the tam didn't have a shem pri at all, then you could never make a bracha bari pi adam on the water, even if you had das in the yerokos, because it would be a sheker. Because if you're only drinking the tam, so how can you say bari pi adam? It must be la'olam, it is a bari pi adam. But there has to have a certain degree of chashivas. Or we have a similar thing by Pasav Abakistan. We talked about the Bishayisim. That Pasav Abakistan, the Bishayisim says, Be'etzim it's lechem, about it's lechem, it's chayiv and chala. If it wouldn't be lechem, you couldn't make it in the bracha of a mitzvah lechem in arts ever. So how come when you're only having it for dessert, you don't make if you're not being kaveh sudan, you make a bracha bari mini mizaynis? He says it's not the derech to be kaveh sudan, and so they weren't kaveh on it the bracha v'amaytzi lechem and arts. Only the lech is the bracha bari mini mizaynis. If you're kaveh sudan on it, so then you could make in a bracha v'amaytzi. You know, here also you see things that be'etzim it's lechem, because if it wasn't lechem at all, you could never make in a bracha v'amaytzi lechem and arts because it would be a sheker. But even though it's lechem, not always does it warrant the bracha v'amaytzi lechem and arts. It has to have a certain chashivos of kriya suda to warrant the bracha v'amaytzi lechem and arts. So afanu neimer lini yerokos. So Melik said like this, that what was bothering the Rosh is that by mei peros is shakal niya b'dvari. But by mei peros, the reason why it's shakal niya b'dvari is not merely because it doesn't have a chashivus. Mei peros avad is shakal niya b'dvari not only because it doesn't have a chashivus. Mei peros is shakal niya b'dvari because it doesn't have a shem pri at all. How do I know? Because Mar Baravashi learns it out from Yeshua. And Rabbi Shua wasn't talking about brachas altogether. Rabbi Shua was talking about Arla and Truma and Bikurim. And Rabbi Shua said that the May payers are Isaiah Ba'alma. They don't have a Shem Pri at all. If it had a Shem Pri, it would be also Mishum Arla. It would be also Mishum Truma, Mishum Bikurim. So it's Mukhav from Marbe Rav Ashi that the reason why Meperis or Shachal Nibadori is not that it's really a pri, but it's not choshev enough to make it a Bari Pri Eitz. It's not really a pri, it's a Zeya Ba'alma, it doesn't have Dusus Isser Orlo, it doesn't have Dusus Truma. So, and that's why it's, so Melo, the Rosh has the Kasha. How can you tell me Meperis is Zeya Ba'alma, it's not a pri at all? I see by Shlokos that the soup, it has a Shem Pri. Sometimes you're making it a Bari Pri Adama. Yeah, not always. It has to have a Chashiva. It's fine. You have to have Daiti. The Ikar Bishl had to be for the Yerokas. But at least when the Ikar Bishl was for the Yerokas, you see that on vegetable soup, you make a Baruch Bari Pri Adama. So you see that Tam has a Shem Pri. So if Tam has a Shem Pri, so why is May Peris there, Balma? If it has a Shem Pri, it should be also Mishum Rola. So the Rosh has to answer that May Peris is worse. May Peris does not even have Tam Pri. So that's why it's a Zeya Balma. But if it had Tam Pri, Taka would not be a Zeya Balma. Okay, I thought that was maybe a plus with the terrace for this problem. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Gemara says, "Omelay umay rabbanu l'rova trima mau." Somebody asked Rova Shalom, "What is trima? What's the bracha on trima?" Have I died to the Rava Mike Omele? So Rava didn't know what he's it. What is this trima? Rashi says, maybe Mao Shail. Rava didn't have what's trima. Yossi Ravina came to Rava. So Ravina Omele, Ravina said to the Shail, what kind of trima are you talking about? The Shumshimi Karmit, the Kurtimi Karmit, the Purchini Karmit. So he started to from the line of questioning, Rava chapped what trima means. That trima means some kind of crushed fruit. We'll see in Rashi in a second. So ad hochi v'ochi, ask your Rabbi Rova l'dayte. So Rova chapt. Amalei, so Rova said, chashilta v'adi kamrit. You must be talking about chashilta. Rashi's chashilta means crushed, mashed fruit. You're allowed to take truma and dates of truma and mash them, make them into a trima. It's not called you being mafsid the truma, but you're not allowed to make them into dates because then you're being mafsid the truma. You're not allowed to be mafsid truma. So from there, I see that it's still called the pri; it doesn't lose the shem pri. So may the bracha still bury priates. So that's Takan Aloha. Tami Vedino Trima Barachin Le Bari Priates. My Taima, the Milsayo Kaimik the Meikar. Let's see Rashi. Have a diet to Novel, have a Maven Mao Shail, Amalia Vina, Lume Rabban, Azu Trima at the Shail. The Quintami Karkam Shikach Nice and Nice Nabayan and Shaisen, or the Shumshimi Lights Shamlon, or the Portsnik Tisus and Novim Losses like Chachatsanim. Matlus Lisa Chatsanim, Mayam Asses Temet. To make a kind of a, they would take the dregs of the wine, they would add water, and it would ferment a little bit. Omele Rova, Chashilta Kamet. It's not so clear what's the bracha and all of these things. But apparently that wasn't the shayla, but at least the Rova chap, that it means something crushed. So Rova said, Chashilta Kamet. From Ravina's line of questioning, Rova understood that the basic question here is, Dover Mor Shaltoni, that you're basically asking me what the din when you mesh something. So what's the din? So Rava said, oh, so now the halach is so Rava Bodaraya. It says Mutalas Mem Trimo. She'enu Afsido. Alma bin Milse Koi. You see that it doesn't lose the Shempri. Became in the Hochim of Rachel Bari Priates, the male retains the Bracha Bari Priates. That's the Shtukul Gemara. So Rashi, look, I think we skipped the Rashi. Rashi at the very beginning, we skipped an important Rashi. Rashi at the very beginning says, Trima Mao, Mami Vochen Olov, Vishem Trima, Kol Dover HaKosush Katsas Ve'enei Merusuk. Rashi says, Trima means something which is crushed a little bit, but it's not mashed completely. So it's crushed, but it's not mashed. So the Truma Sedeshin, Vishayisa brings the Truma Sedeshin in Simu Chavtes. The Truma Sedeshin in Simu Chavtes. That Reish Yosef, I think, is Reish Dalet. I'm not positive. Where's Trima? Mish Beis. That means Mish Beis. Anyway, the Truma Sedeshin is Medayik and Rashi that even though Rava said the Maskana of the Gemara is that Truma is very pre-eitz, the Milsayo Kaimi, that's only because it's Merusuk. It's only Kosu Shkzas. But if it would be Merusuk Lagamri, then it would have to lose the Brachel and the Shakel. It would be Shakel Nivadvai. And the Emes is, without the Diak and Rashi, but the sheet itself, it says Beferish in Ritva and in Ra'ah and in Ritva. Ritva is the Talmud of the Ra'ah. Both the Ra'ah and the Ritva say also Beferish on their own that this halacha that Trima is very praised, but Musayo Kaimi, it's only because it was Kosu Shkzas. But if it would be Merusuk Lagamri, then the bracha will go down to the shahak on the bedvar. On the other hand, the Beis Yosef Daik and Rambam, the Rambam says in Perches Halacha Dalet, he says that dates that were mashed ke'ein iso, asoy ke'ein iso, he made it like a dough. It was mashed down to a dough, like mashed potato. So the Rambam says that makes you still make a bracha, bari peyetz. So the Beis Yosef Daik and Rambam, that the Rambam attack a chayla kanarashi, and on the ritva and the raw, and the Rambam holds, even if it's mashed completely, it's still been losayu kome kai koi, and it retains the bracha. The Truma Sedeshin goes on and he says, even according to Rashi, that it's only that it only retains the bracha if it's kosos ksas, not if it's merusak lagamri. He says that's only where it's not the derech achila to be meshed. But if it's the derech achila to be meshed, so then Rashi would agree that it would retain the bracha. He brings a raya from the Gemara earlier about Hindava, the Ahimlasa, the Osim Indavei Hindavoi, some kind of ginger powder, crushed ginger. And he said, there the bracha is Bari Pi Adama, retains the bracha Bari Pi Adama, even though it was Merusak Lagamri. So he says, it must be because there, that's the derech, that's the way you eat the ginger, is crushed up. So Bekitsa Truma Sedeshin and Mechal, if it's the derech Achila, so even if it's crushed completely, it retains the bracha. Over here, we're talking about dates. Dates, you don't normally eat it as mashed dates. You eat the dates whole. So therefore, if it's merusak lagamri, then it's not the Mosayar Kaimi Koy, it loses the bracha. But if it's only kosher shkzas, that's what Rava said. If it's kosher shkzas, then it retains the bracha. Atkan. So in Mohammed, Mechalik, Sishayim, Rashi, the Ritva, the Ra'ah, they all learn, at least where it's not the Derech Achila, that if it's merusak lagamri, it loses the bracha, and Trima is only kosher shkzas. On the other hand, the Rambam says, the Rambam understands the Gemara, that Trima retains the bracha even if it's merusak lagamri. So, Vashkof Rishayna, afterwards somebody told me that the Netziv says this, Rashi Shitosai, and then by the Gemara of Kimcha Dechiti. By the Gemara of Kimcha Dechiti, so how did Rashi learn? The Gemara says Kim Chedachiti Shakal Nia B'dvar. Then it's Rava Lechatchil Tod is Bari Pi Adama. But the Gemara says V'loi, do me the Shem and Zayis B'mil Sekoi. The Gemara says V'loi, it's not the same. Shem and Zayis is less the Ili Acharino, and Kim Chedachiti is the Ili Acharino B'pas. So Rashi learns Pshatin at Gemara that Rashi learns Pshatin at Gemara. What does it mean is the Ili Acharino B'pas? So Rashi says, Yotze Mechal Pri, Lechal Derech Achilos Eloi Ba. So it's Maruin Rashi, that if you have a Pri, you have wheat, it's a Pri, Pri Adoma, and you crush it up, so it's Yotze Mechal Pri, it loses the Bracha, and if it would be Derech Achilos, like Shem Zayis, that's the Derech Achilos, so then it would still retain the Bracha. But since it's not the Derech Achilos, on the one hand it was crushed, it's Yotze Mechal Pri. On the other hand, the derech achilos leibo isli ilachinim pas. This is not the derech achilah. The derech achilah is pas. The kemach is not the derech achilah. The chal derech achilah leibo. So since it's yosim achal pil, the chal derech achilos leibo. So the bracha is only shakal niya b'dvar. So Mela says the cheshbon goes that it's a correct cheshbon. So the cheshbon goes that you see from Rava that if you grind something up, so it lost the tzura separi. And it's not derech achilosu, l'chal derech achilosu l'bo. So the bracha goes down to shakal niya b'dvar. So dates l'chor is the same thing. If you crush it up, if you grind it up, you mash it up. So it's yotze l'chal pri, same as flour. What's the difference? You ground up the flour. You mashed up the dates. And yotze l'chal pri, l'chal derech achilosu l'bo. Because this is not the derech achilosu. So the bracha should go down to shakal niya b'dvar. Ari Rava said that trima is bari pri adama. So akocha, Rashi asked me mechal. Trima is only kosus ksas. So kosus ksas is nice, it's still be milsayo koi, it'll be milsayo koi, doesn't lose the shempri. But if it'll be merusuk lagamri, then it'll be like kimcha lechiti. Kimcha lechiti, yotzim lechal pi, ulechal derech achil los leba. So you're also yotzim lechal pi, ulechal derech achil los leba. Yeah, seems like a correct chazni. Hagam, Rava over there by Kimcha Lechiti said it's Bari Pri Adama, and Agamor is Rava talking. Rava seems to hold over there in Daf Lamed Vav that Kimcha Lechiti is Bari Pri Adama. But could be Rava was Makabal afterwards. Remember the Shach Levi was that Rava said. And then he must say, no, it's not a good analogy. So it's also clear in the Gemara, was Rav Makabal this rejoinder? Is Rav not Makabal the rejoinder? Could be Rav was Makabalist who joined him. Oh, that's what you have to say, because otherwise, what's the otherwise, forget it's a kasha. You see in the Gemara by Kimcha Lechiti that Rav held Kimcha Lechiti's Bari Pri Adama. So if Rav held Kimcha Lechiti's Bari Pri Adama, so Trima, even if we immerse the Kagami, should be Bari Pri Adama, at least according to Rav. Maybe we could say like this. Maybe we could say that maybe Rav himself would hold that Trima is a Bari Pri Adama even if it was Marusa Lagame. But since Agamar doesn't bring anybody's Chalukan Rava, Mar doesn't say Rava, Velayi, Rava, you're wrong. So it must be that the case of Trima was only where it was Kotosh Ksas. Rava himself maybe would have gone further, but Rava himself maybe would say even if it was Marusa Lagame, like he holds by Kemach. But that's not the case of Trima. The case of Trima is that it's Kotosh Ksas, so therefore the Gemara brings Rava, Velayi Shum Chaluk. But Rashi was convinced that Trima must be a case where it's only Kosher Shas and not Merusik Lagamri, because had it been Merusik Lagamri, then Rava would have been controversial and somebody over here should have argued on Rava and said, Veloy, it's not true. So make say out there, say, we don't say Rava was Chayze, but Rashi didn't want this din of Trima to be totally in the Machlaikas and the Aflam Advov, because then in Agamar it should have been a Machlaikas. Why did Gemara bring it to Belay Shum Chaylik? So therefore, Rashi learned, no, the case of Trima happens to be that it's Kosel Shas. But if it would be Merusik Lagamri, then the halach will be Shakal Niyavidvai, regardless of whether what Rav himself would have thought, but the thing would be that it would be Shakal Niyavidvai. It would say like that. A kapanim l'chor, that's how it's Shul Cheshbon. Now, Hamas is Taisus and Lamed Vav. Taisus says the case of Kimcha Lechiti, Rashi doesn't say exactly what Kimcha Lechiti, Rashi silence is mashma that it's flour. The riff is mashma that it's mamish flour. But Taisa says that it can't be mamish flour. He says if it was mamish flour and nobody eats flour, nobody would have thought it couldn't be a machlekes of Yudin Rav Nachman. How could it be a machlekes? We're going to make it a flour. Flour is, nobody eats flour. Avada, that would be shakal nivadvai. So therefore, Taisa learns that the case of Kimcha Lechiti is not what we call flour. Kimcha Lechiti means that they took toasted kernels of wheat and then they ground up the toasted kernels of wheat. So that's already a breakfast cereal. And that's the Kimcha Lechiti the Gemara is. The Gemara is talking about. So, the Rashba, we talked this through a little bit when we learned the Sugya. The Rashba over there asks on Tosfos, she says, how can that be the case? That it's toasted, it's ground up, toasted kernels of wheat. You can't make bread out of those. You can't take those and turn them into bread. So what does the Gemara mean when it says that it's Isli Ili Achirin Ibepas? What do you mean it has an Ili Ibepas? You can't make pas out of it. It's a dead end. You toasted it and you ground it up. You can't turn this into pas. So that's not ili. That's not. How could that be isli ili achrei neve pas? The Gemara calls it isli ili achrei neve pas. So the Rashi Taka Chelik and Taisa says, and he says it means flour mamish. So I think we spoke through at the time. According to the way Rashi learns isli ili achrei neve pas, the Rashi's kasha doesn't start. Who cares that this is a dead end? I toasted. Now I can't make bread out of. Now I can't make it into bread. What's the difference? It's yotzim lechal pri ulechal derech achilosu leibo. Meaning, it's nishtana. It was nishtana. It was turned into flour. It's yotzim lechal pri, and it's not the derech achila for which they planted the wheat. When they planted the wheat, where the farmer, when he planted the wheat, his hopes and dreams for his kernel of wheat that it should grow up to be bread. So, and now it turned out it's not a bread. It's a much less chashuv thing than bread. So that's lechal derech achilosu leibo. That's not what the wheat was planted for. What does it matter that this kernel of wheat, could I yes turn this kernel of wheat into bread? Could I yes turn this kimcha d'chiti into bread? I can't turn this kimcha d'chiti into bread. That doesn't matter. What matters is this the derech achilu of the chito? It's not the derech achilu of the chito. The derech achilu of the chito is the ikka derech achilu of chito is bread. So it's muchuch from the fact that the Rashi does ask this question, and that's probably the answer for Tosfos, but from the fact that the Rashi does ask the question and therefore says that it can't be talking about ground up toasted kernels of wheat, it must be talking about the real flour, it's muchuch that the Rashi had a different havana in isli ili achareinu v'pas. If the Rashi understood that isli ili achareinu v'pas means that it's not, this flour is not at the, it didn't reach its gemara. It's not finished yet. It's not yet reached its culmination. It's a work in progress. So because it's a work in progress, so therefore it doesn't have the bracha, for some reason, therefore it doesn't have the bracha, it needs avona, but it doesn't have the bracha bari pri, at least the bracha bari pri adama. But if this would be a terminus, like if it was, you know, toasted, ground up toasted kernels of wheat, this is as far as it goes, it's the last stop on the train, so then it would still have the bracha bari pri adama. Emes says, in Ra'ah, the Ra'ah says that way Beferish. The Ra'ah says that way Beferish. Can somebody have a Kaibis? You know, I copied it down. You know, you have to give me the Kaibis because I copied down the Lashon. The Ra'ah over there in Lamed Vav, when he explains the Gemara of Isli Ilechin Ibhaz, he assumes it's all about flour. The Ra'ah assumes it's all about flour, Mamish. So the Lashon of the Ra'ah is, V'kol Hechet Ishtani. Anytime you have something that was Nishtani, like this flour, the isli ili acharino, and it has some kind of later ilui. The oimid lakach, and it's oimid for this later ilui. Umechuser maisa, umechuser maisa esh, and it's mechuser maisa of baking. Kegoin afil like baking. Dirachaso, v'hovadin nafikli beni ubeni miteres pri. So then, meanwhile, since it's mechuser maisa of baking. So meanwhile, it doesn't have a Torah pre at all. And it's not choshev until you finish making it. In other words, the Ra'ah says hakap shat in the Gemara. You see a different havon in the Gemara than Rashi. That yotzer that isli ilachrina b'pas means it's not the original pre. So that by itself is not enough. Not being the original pre. Okay, but this is what the pre looks like now. But since the way the pre looks like now, it's only a stage in the production line. And it's mechusa maisa to mechusa maisa, so it's not just, you know, I need to cut it up or I need to serve it nicely. I need to bake it, so it's mechusa baking. So then it's a raw material. It doesn't have a chashivas. Something that is miyud. It's destined for making bread, and I didn't make it into bread yet. And it's mechusa maisa to be bread. So the fact that it's mechusa maisa to be what you want to do out of it. So that means it doesn't have a chashivas. It's only a raw material. So it goes down to being a shahak only a bedvar. It's not a bari pi adama. But lo yitzur that this would be the terminus. You're not going to do anything further with it. It's not mechusa maisa for anything. This is where it's going to stay. So then it's mashma in the ra'ah that the bracha with hakabi, it would retain the bracha of bari pi adama. That's mamash the rashba. The ra'ah and the rashba, I think it's mamash the same shita. So that's what the rashba says. If it would be kernels of grain that you toasted and you ground up, then that's it. Now it's a breakfast cereal. So then the bracha will be bari pi adama, because what do I care that it could have become bread? Yeah, it could have become bread. It could have been It could have been a, okay, but that's not what it became. It became cereal. And like, so this is it. It's a cereal. So the bracha is bari pi adama. It's not the way the original pre was. Doesn't matter. Doesn't special cereal layer. So that's not a reason to take away from the bracha bari pi adama. So the fila rashban the ra'ah. So then, mesh dates. What am I going to do in Nishtana? But this is the way. This is the way the mesh dates are now. You're not going to do anything further with it. It's not mechuser maisa. Not going to bake it. This is the way it is now. This is. You want to have mesh dates? You're certain. This now became the dates became mesh dates. So should be mimul sekoy. So then the chayru would stand to reason. The feed the rashba and the ra'ah, the bracha and trima, even if it's merusik lagamri. Should be bari pi adama. So that would give us maybe havon in the Rambam that the Rambam passed, because even if it is merusik lagamri, it doesn't lose the bracha. Why is it different than kimcha d'chiti? Yeah, because kimcha d'chiti is only a stage on becoming bread, and it's mechusam aiseish as the Ra'ah says. So that doesn't have a chashivas. It lacks a chashivas by virtue of the fact that there's something more they're going to do with it. So this and that, you look at it as being unfinished bread. So unfinished bread is the shakal niyav advar. But if it's not an unfinished bread, this is it. This is the end of the line. It's breakfast cereal, then the bracha is bari pi adama. So mash dates also, the bracha should be bari pi adama. That's how it should cheshbon out. Yeah, it comes out of steer and ra'ah. That's the next problem. So if that's the case, and now we have a steer and ra'ah. Because the ra'ah by us says, like Rashi, that trima is only a bari pi adama when it's kosher k'sas. But if it's merusa b'lagami, it loses the bracha that goes down to shakal niyav advar. So it's chayav mamash steer and ra'ah. The Ram itself learns by Kimcha Dechiti that the only reason why flour is shakal is because it's mechusar ma'ase esh. But if it wouldn't be mechusar ma'ase esh, if this would be it, then it would be bari pi adama. It wouldn't lose the bracha. So why should Trima lose the? Why would Trima lose the bracha? Why does Trima lose the bracha when it's merusak lagami? Comes out as Stiyan. That's what comes out. Comes out as Stiyan Ra. I was thinking maybe like this. We're having a Gemara enough on the Zion. The Gemara talked about Pas Doichon. Pas Doichon. Pas Doichon. Pas Doichon. Machlek is what bracha do you make in Pas Doichon? Pas Doichon and Pas Doichon. Do you make it in a Barim Minim Zaynes? Or a Shehakel? Rabbi Shmuel hold that it's Shehakel. Whereas the bright fit is going to be the say all discussion. Am I sick there? Look, am I sick there? That was absolutely. But Akapanim, it's before the Gemara over there that the choice, the binary choice, is that Pas Doichem, Pas Doichem, for that matter, it's either very mean the or it's Shakal Nevedvari. Point to Rav and Shmuel, it's Shakal Nevedvari, because they hold Mizainis is only Chamesh Saminim. And the Allah, we say, no, even the Iris is very mean the and then Machlaikis to Shainim, what about Doichem? Is Doichem like Iris? Doichem is not like Iris? But the choice is between, if it's a mezonis, it's a mezonis. But if it's not a mezonis, then it drafts all the way down to being shakal niyav advar. So if you remember, we talked a little bit, Rabbi Yonah asks, why shakal niyav advar? Even if it's not a mezonis, but it should at least be bari pi adama. Like, where did that go? So Rabbi Yonah says two terutz. One terutz of Rabbi Yonah is a fancy terutz that we talked about in the past, we're not going to talk about now so much, is that since it's bread, not real bread, it's not hamaitzi, because it's not dogon, it's only from Eres and Doichen. But mipnei malosa yorad, since you made it into bread, so now it's not a vegetable anymore. Once it became a bread, it's not a vegetable. But it's not a real bread, because it's not dogon. So then it's nishtahin and nishtah, so it's neither here nor there. So it goes down to being shakal niyabadvar. Okay, that's a whole different thing. But then Rabbeinu Yonah says, that the reason why it's shakal niyabadvar, if it's not mezonis, the reason why it's shakal niyabadvar, so to Rabbi Yonah, the kaven shad derech la'eichlik shul pri, since the derech is to eat doichen whole as a pri, l'cheni efshil levarach la'bayir pi adama kol shiyotzim mechal pri. So therefore, since the derech is to eat it whole, and now it's that whole, now it's yotzim mechal pri, it was ground up into a bread. So you can't make it anymore a bayir pi adama. At first glance, it sounds very much like Rashi. Yotzim uchal pri, uchal derech achil osu leibo. It's ground up, and it's not the derech achil, because the derech achil is to eat it as a pri. And here you're not eating it as a pri, so it's uchal derech achil osu leibo, mamish like Rashi and Daf. It sounds, Rashkof Rishonu, like Rashi and Daf, lamed vav. But the Emes is, I think if you look at it more closely, it's not the same as Rashi. It's a different svara than Rashi. Rashi says that the reason why that Rashi says that let's say flour is shakal, because it's yotzim achal pri. Okay, yotzim achal pri. It's not the original pri. On the one hand, and it's not the derech achila. On the other hand, meaning once it's yotzim achal pri, the only way to salvage that it should be bari pi adama is that it's you're eating it in the derech achila. This is the way it's normally eaten. Derech achila. And if it's not the derech achila, then it's shakal. Rabbeinu Yonah says that this doichon, since the derech is to eat it whole, so when you eat it ground up, it's shakal. I think I think I can show you the difference. Imagine we'll set up a case. What if you have a food that the derech is not to eat it whole? The derech is to eat it, I don't know. The derech is to eat it ground up with peanut butter. And I'm eating it, not ground up with peanut butter, I'm eating it, I don't know, baked into bread. Something else. So, would the bracha be Barei Pei Adam, or would the bracha not be Barei Pei Adam? Lefi Rashi, I think the bracha would not be Barei Pei Adam, because on the one hand, it's Yotzei Mechalfi, it's not whole. Ulechal Derech Achila Selei But. This is not the Derech Achila. The Derech Achila is to eat it ground up with peanut butter. And I'm not eating ground up with peanut butter, I'm eating it as baked into a bread. So it's not the Derech Achila, it's not what they planted it for. And on the other hand, it's Yotzei Mechalfi, so it still falls in the middle in the Shak on the Abedvar. Now, Shank, the way Rabbeinu Yonah says it, Rabbeinu Yonah stresses something that's the derech to eat it whole. So if you eat it as bread, so then it loses the bracha. But something that's not the derech to eat whole, so then if you eat it as a bread, the bracha will be Barei Pei Adam. In Rabbeinu Yonah's mashma, that all I care about is the derech to eat it whole, then if it's not whole, it loses the shem tree. But if the derech is to eat it ground up, crushed up, the derech is to eat it after it was nishtana, then once the derech is eaten after it was nishtana, then I don't care if I'm eating it in the particular way that's a derech. I'm eating it as pastoichen. Maybe that's not the derech. Maybe the derech is not eaten as pastoichen. The derech is eaten ground up in some other way or made into some other recipe. That really wouldn't matter to me. The Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't require that it be the derech achilo. The Rabbeinu Yonah says if it's a food that the derech is eaten whole, then when it's nishtana, it loses the bracha. But if it's not the derech to eat it whole, then when it's nishtana, if it's the derech to eat it after it's nishtana, then it doesn't lose the bracha, even when it's nishtana. And I don't require that I be eating it in the particular way that the person had in mind when he planted it. As long as the derech of this thing is to be nishtana, then shinui doesn't affect it. Then shinui doesn't lose the when it's nishtana, it doesn't lose the bracha. You see from Loshon Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah did not say, it's not the derech to eat it as pas. He doesn't say, it's not the derech to eat it as pas, so it's the chal derech achilas lebo. That's not what he says. He says the derech is to eat the derech whole. So since the derech is to eat it whole, so when you make it into pas, it loses the bracha. But if the derech would be not to eat derech, would be to eat derech and not whole, to eat it ground up, then the fact that I made it into pas would be lemay lev lemay. And in Rashi L'chor, it's not the way. Rashi requires, if it's Yotzei Mechapri, then it has to be l'chal derech achilosoi. And if you're not doing it derech achilosoi, and it's not derech, so you know if the derech achilo is A, and I'm doing it as B, then it's not l'chal derech achilosoi. I don't know exactly the parameters, but akoponim, it seems to me that it's not the same as Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. If that's the case, maybe we could say a teretz for the Rosh. Say like this. The Rosh Naflam is always talking about flour. Flour, the derech is not to eat the chitim whole. When people plant wheat, they're not planning to eat it whole. They're planning to make it into bread. So this is something that the derech is not to eat it whole. So therefore, the fact that it's nishtana per se doesn't bother me. Okay, that it's not been Messiah kind of it. It's not the whole kernels of wheat. Nobody was planning to eat the whole kernels of wheat. They were planning to make the wheat into flour and to make the flour into bread. So it's in Rabbeinu Yonah's world, if you know so it should not lose the bracha so flour should not lose the flour shouldn't lose its, just because the flour is nishtana, there's not a reason for it to lose the bracha. Who cares that it was nishtana? Nobody was planning to eat the kernels of wheat in the whole in the first place. But the mice said shakal nevedor. The gedin is the shad that the flower shakal. Why is flower shakal? And also, why is flower shakal? Says there are flower shakal for a new reason. Flower shakal for a new reason. Because since you're planning to make it into bread, your plan is to make this into bread, and it's mechusa maisa to be bread, so So something which is supposed to be made into bread, and meanwhile it's mechusa maisa, so that very fact itself knocks it down to shakal mi'abidvai. Because I don't look at it anymore as wheat that was nishtana. I look at it as bread, raw material for bread that's unfinished. That's what it says in the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says anything that since I was... The Ra'ah said, the Ra'ah was ma'asper the Gemara, that isli ili achrinah v'pas means that since the derech is... Since I was miyachadet for bread, and it's mechusa maisa to be bread because it's mechusa maisa esh, so that's why it goes down to being a shakal mi, goes down to being a shakal mi. Let me finish the thought, and then we recapitulate. Mashenkin by dates the derech is to eat them whole. Something which is a derech to eat it whole, and then you crush it up and you turn it, and then it's nishtana. So there, the being nishtana takes away the bracha. And that's Taka Shakal Nivor. If it's Musa, then there, if it's Musa Klagami, so it goes down to being Shakal Nivor. So let's go over this again. Again, what was the problem of the first test? We have two different pshatim in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav. Isli ilei achrinah v'pas. What does that mean? Isli ilei achrinah v'pas. According to Rashi, the pshat in Isli ilei achrinah v'pas is that on the one end is nishtana. So when it's nishtana, it loses the bracha. Automatically, by virtue of being nishtana, it loses the bracha. Had it been derech achilosa, it could have gotten the bracha back. But l'chal derech achilosa leba. So it lost the bracha because it was nishtana. It didn't get the bracha back because it's not derech achilasai. So maybe the bracha goes down to being shakal mi'abidvar. That's a Rashi learns by Kemach. For that, so according to Rashi's Havana, so crushed mashed dates is exactly the same thing. It's yotzei mechal pri. It's yotzei mechal pri, so it lost the bracha. It's not the derech achila, because the derech achila is to eat the dates whole, not to eat them as mashed, not to eat mashed dates. So it's yotzei mechal pri. It's not derech achilasai. So it's neither here nor there. It's not the original pre. It's not the derech achila. So go down to being shakal mi'abidvar. That's Rashi Shalom Yisrael. But and Taflam Bro, we have another pshat. We have the pshat of the Rashba, the Ra'ah. They have a different havana in Isli Ili Achrinah V'Pas. They learn, whereas according to Rashi, Isli Ili Achrinah V'Pas means it lacks the maila of being derech achila. That flour doesn't have the maila being derech achila. So it's lost the shem pri because it's nishtana, and it doesn't have the maila being derech achila either, so neither has the maila being the original pri, nor does it have the maila being derech achila. So if you don't have either maila, so then you go down to being shakal mi'abidvar. The Rashba and the Ra'ah, on the other hand, they learned that isli ili achrinah v'pas means not that it lacks the maila being derech achila, but rather it has a special chisaron. The special chisaron is that it was earmarked for bread, and it's mechusa maisel, it's mechusa maisesh. And that is by itself a chisaron, something that's earmarked for bread. But it's mechusa maisel to get to be bread, so that itself makes it that it's not a pre, because I'm not planning to eat it as a pre, I'm planning to eat it as bread. But it's not yet bread, and it's mechusa maisel even to be bread. So that itself depresses the brocha down to shakel. It's not, According to Rashi, Isli Ili Achrinah V'Pas means it lacks the maila being derech achila. According to the Rashba and to the Ra'ah, Isli Ili Achrinah V'Pas is a positive chisaron. It's a chisaron. The fact that it's going to be made into bread, and I'm planning to make it into bread, that itself deprives it of the Shem Pri, because I want this to be bread. So I don't want it to be a pre, I want it to be a bread. And it's an unfinished bread. Right now it's not a bread yet either. So that itself, that's a chisorin that makes the bracha go down to, that makes the bracha go down to shakal mi'abidvar. That's the chalik shalom in the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav, the nafkamina, as the Rashi himself talks through. What if I have a kind of flour that's never going to be able to be made into bread? Because I had toasted kernels, I toasted the kernels in the oven, and then I ground them up. So I make this breakfast kind of cereal flour. So what bracha will you make on it? So Rashi, Tosis, they said, Tosis said the Pharisees, that's the case of the Gemara. Tosis apparently holds like Rashi, that's shakal, because on the one hand, it's yotzei mechal pri, and on the other hand, it doesn't have the maila being derech achila. This is not the derech achila of wheat. The derech achila of wheat is to be bread. This is not the derech achila of wheat. So it's nishta and nishta erit. It has neither milah, so it's shakal nivadori. That's the Rashi and Tosfos learned the Gemara. The Rashba, on the other hand, which says, that's not shakal, that would be varpi adoma. Because this breakfast cereal is never, this is not bread, it's not earmarked to be bread. Since I toasted the kernels, and I can't make this into bread anymore. So this flour, this special kind of flour, is not earmarked to be bread. So it doesn't have the chisoron of being mechusar maiseish. So the Rashba says that should be a regular barpi adoma. And the Gemara that says that a shakal mivadvari must not be talking about such a flour. It must be a regular flour that's going to be made into bread, and therefore it's mechusar maiseish. And that's why it's shakal mivadvari. That's feirish. No chidushim so far. That's the feirish machlekes yishayim haralim shat isli achinu v'pas. So it comes out lefi Rashi and the lefi Rashi isli ilachinu v'pas means that anything that's nishtana and it doesn't have the maila being derech achilosu, the bracha drops down to shakal. According to Rashi, I understand dates. Crushed dates, mashed dates, it's nishtane, and it's not the derech achila either, so the bracha, shakal nivadvar, which is, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. But on the other hand, according to the Rashba, just because something was nishtane, that doesn't make it lose the bracha. It only loses the bracha if it was nishtane, and it's earmarked for bread, and it's mechusar maiseish, so then that depresses the bracha, the fact that it's earmarked for bread, and it's mechusar maise to be bread, so that depresses the bracha down to shakal. I don't have that by the dates. The dates aren't earmarked to be anything else. This is it. It's going to be marked that it is also mashed dates. That's it. That's how you're going to eat it. So why shouldn't it be barpi adoma? And yet there are the ma'aseh holds like Rashi that if it's merusik legamri, the bracha is shakal liyabidvar. So why should that be? Why should that be? You see by why should that be? It doesn't have the chisorn of isli yachin ibapas. That's the problem. That's the problem. So basically, what I want to answer is that. Here there's a new problem that you don't have by flour. That's what I want to get to. That by flour, there's a problem by dates, chisorim by dates, that flour doesn't have. Because flour, one way or another, the derech is not to eat the flour, the wheat whole. The derech is to eat it ground up. So the fact that it's not, that it was nishtana from its original form, that's altogether not a problem. We don't have to worry about that. Because flour is not meant to be, wheat is not meant to be at whole. It's meant to be ground, it's meant to be transformed. It's meant to be transformed. So if it's meant to be transformed, the fact that it was nishtana by wheat is not a chisar. And that I saw in Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina, his nusach is something which is meant to be whole, like doichon. So if you eat it ground up, then it loses the bracha. But something that's not meant to be eaten whole, grinding it up doesn't bother me. So by the flour, the grinding it up doesn't bother me. So why is flour shakal mivadvari? Because flour has a new chisor, which is the subject of the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav, that since I earmarked it for bread, and it's mechusar maiseish, so therefore that depresses the bracha, the fact that it's earmarked for bread, and it's not yet bread, that depresses the bracha down to shakal. But had that not been the case, had it not been earmarked for bread, let's say it was toasted flour that's not earmarked for bread, then you make a bracha barpi adoma. It's not the original pri, but nobody was planning to eat the original pri anyway, so that's not a chisar. But in a case where your taka normally do plan to eat the original pri, like by dates, where normally the dates are eaten whole, so then if it's nishtana, taka loses the bracha. Exactly like pas doichon. Why is pas doichon shakal, says Rabbeinu Yoina? Because doichon is meant to be eaten whole. So once it's meant to be eaten whole, if you crush it, it loses the bracha. So al derech zeh mamish, dates are meant to be eaten whole, if they're meant to be eaten whole. So then if you crush it, it loses the bracha. It comes out of the fear of that we're according to Rashi, the reason why flour is shakal, and the reason why when the dates are crushed completely, are mashed completely, it's shakal, it's the same reason. Because it's yosem echal priyu, l'chal derech achel osu leibot. According to Rashi, the sugya naf lamadov, and the sugya of here, it's the same way, it's the same exact chisorn. The same chisorn. It's nishtane, and it wasn't tegiya, and it's not derech achilu. So it's neither the one, nor it's neither here nor there, the bracha shakal liyavidvar. Whereas according to the Ra'ah, these are two different reasons for being shakal liyavidvar. The reason why dates are shakal liyavidvar is because dates are supposed to be eaten whole. So if you mash it up, it's nishtane, and if it's nishtane, so it loses the shempri, and it loses the bracha. Or that kapana loses the bracha. By flour, that's not a problem. By flour, that has no relevance because flour is not meant to be eaten whole anyway. You weren't planning to eat the whole kernels of wheat anyway. Flour ordinarily is eaten in a transformed way. So by flour, the fact that it was transformed and turned into flour per se is not a reason why it should lose the bracha. So why does it lose the bracha? He says, they're all because by flour there's a new chisaron, which is not relevant to dates, a different chisaron. It has its own chisaron. What's the own chisaron? That flour is earmarked to be made into bread, not toasted flour, but regular flour is earmarked to be made into bread. The fact that it's earmarked to be made into bread is a chisaron. Because since it's earmarked to be made into bread, so then this is on the way to being bread, not to being a fruit. And as bread, it's mechusar maisa. So that already is a new chisaron. That's a new reason to... That's another reason to make a shakal in the dvar. That's how the Rashi and the Ra understand the din of isli ilechrei nevapas. Maybe there's more to be in the Falfel Sug de Flamvo. I talk about Rabbeinu Yoina. There's a different sheet over there in the Flamvo. I think it's similar to the Rabbeinu, but it's slightly different. But maybe I'll leave that for right now. But I think this is enough. That here, broadly speaking, we talk to see two different Mahalchon and Mishayim. How to understand the Gemara of Isli Achin and Vafas, and it affects the relationship between our Gemara and the Gemara of Kemach. Rashi Shita, Chartaisa Shita over there, is Isli Achin and Vafas means Yotze Mechal Priyu L'chalder Chachilos Leibah. And it doesn't matter if this particular flour could ever be made into bread. Maybe it was toasted, it's never going to be made into bread. Taisa says the flour was toasted, it's never going to make it be made into bread. But that doesn't matter. It's Yotzim Echal Pri, L'chal Derech Achilas Leiba. It's not the original Pri. On the other hand, it's not the thing for which the wheat was planted, because the wheat was planted for bread, not to be made into Kimcha Dechita. So that's the reason why that's Shakel. And according to that Malach, that's exactly the same reason why Trim is Shakel. Because Yotzim Echal Pri, L'chal Derech Achilas Leiba. That's why Trim, when it's Musa Klagami, Rav was talking about when it's called Tishkas, but when it's Merusak Lagami, it's almost the same as the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav. But on the other hand, the sheet of the Rash, but the Ra, is they have a different Havana Isli Yilichini B'Pas. As we see in the Rash, but the Rash asks on Tosis, how can the wheat be toasted? If the wheat is toasted, it's never going to grow up to be bread. So what? Who cares? According to Rashi, why would that even matter? It's Yotzim Mechapi, Chalderech Achilas Leiba. You see, the Rashi had a different Havon, Isli Achinim Bepas. Al Derech, like it says in the Rabbah Feirish, that Isli Achinim Bepas means this flour is earmarked to be bread and it's Mechusar Maisa Eish. So the fact that I earmarked it to be something else, not bread, I earmarked it to be bread, but it's not yet, it's Mechusar Maisa to be bread. So that somehow stunts the bracha. It's meyud now to be something that it's not yet. So it becomes like a raw ingredient or something. So the bracha goes down to being shakalni b'dvar. That's a separate chisaron. That chisaron you don't have over here in Agamar. Yeah. So, and yet the Ra'ah says in Agamar that if it's merusak l'gamar, it is shakal. So we said it's a steering Ra'ah. The answer is it must be an Agamar. There's a different reason why it's shakal, not the reason of kemach. That tamarim. That are pulverized completely, that are mashed completely, they have a different reason for being shakal. That does not the reason of kimcha dechiti. Kimcha dechiti shakal because it's earmarked to be bread and smechusa maiseish. That chesor in Agamor you don't have, but Agamor there's a different chesor that kemach doesn't have. What's the chesor that Agamor what's the chesor that mashed dates have that kemach doesn't have? Well, I have the Shabbani Yoina by Pasloichem. There's a new kind of chesor, something that the derech is needed whole. If you don't eat it whole, then it loses the bracha. Like Rabbi Yonah says about doichon. The derech is to eat it whole. So if you make it into past doichon, then the bracha is shakal. So dates, the derech is to eat them whole. So if you eat the mesh, so the bracha goes down to shakal. That's not true by flour. Because flour is not the derech to eat it whole. So the fact that it's ground up in the flour, that by itself would not be mafsid the bracha. But the only thing that's mafsid the bracha is the other chisorim, that I earmarked it for bread, and it's not, and it's mechusam ha'isra'esh. Okay, so each gemara has its own reason. Each thing has its own reason for being shakal. Two different things. There's another shayla here, which Sachayim ask. According to Rashi, the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rashi, the Ritva, the Ra'ah, who say that Trima is it's called Tushksas, but if it'll be Merusak L'gamri, we're talking about down to Shakal. So the Chayra juice is certainly Merusak L'gamri. So why did Mar Baravashi said that juice is Shakal? Why did he have to come on to the Svar of Zeya Ba'alma? why do you have to come out to a new svar of Zeya Balma with Rabbi Shua, even if it wouldn't be Zeya Balma, even if the juice would be the fruit, would be like the fruit. But it's crushed, it's Marusa Klagamri, and Marusa Klagamri Shakal Nibdvar. In other words, Marusa Klagamri itself, it's hard to say that it's a Zeya Balma. Why is it a Zeya Balma? What does that do with Zeya Balma? Zeya Balma means that the water inside the fruit is not the fruit. It's a Zeya Balma. So I don't look at it as being part of the fruit. Unless the fruit is whole, then the water is mistara. But if once you take the water out, it's a Zeya Balma. But mashed dates, it's very hard to believe that that's called a Zeya Balma. It's a different chazaron, that it's nishtana, like the Gemara, like Rashi says in the Yotzei Mechal Pri, it's nishtana. For there, chesed a hole, and now I'm eating it pulverized. So why by juice did Rav Marbe Rashi need a new svar of Zeya Balma? Forget Zeya Balma. It's not worse. Juice is not better. Rather, juice. Why should juice be any better than mashed dates? If mashed dates are shahakol niyavidvar, so then may payer should certainly be shahakol niyavidvar. So hoya efshalayma, especially in light of all the things that we talked about when we went to Sugya of Zeya. Then maybe in a certain sense there would have been a mokum to say that Meiperis are better than Marusa Klagamri. Because Meiperis have a Shem Mashkin. I might have thought, Meiperis have a Shem Mashkin. And a Mashke is a new Shem Pri in its own right. Like you see by Tirish V'Yitzer. Tirish V'Yitzer is a new Shem Pri in its own right. So I need Marva Rashi to tell me that that's not true. That's only true by Yayin V'Shemen. But the other Mashkin don't have a Shem Mashkin, they're just as they are bound. The mashed dates, they're for sure not a mashka. At best, they're a pri, and a pri they're not because they're crushed. The problem is that the Raha and the Ritva both have a lushan, and this Gemara, they say that Trima is only Kotish Ksas. The Badakim, the lushan, I think even that it's only Kotish Ksas, the lushan of the Gemara, but it's not Marusa Klagamri. If it's Marusa Klagamri, it'd be Shakal Nivadvari. And they add that zebona av that may perish a shakal nivadvar. That from here you see that may perish a shakal nivadvar. I don't know why you need a zebona av. I have already a b'shul before. That's a bigger bona av. But that's the lesson. That this is somehow the model. This from here you also see that the zebona av. That from here you can extrapolate that may perish are shakal nivadvar. So chayes mafurish b'dvarim. That may Paris don't have any mila over crushed fruit. If crushed fruit is shahakol, if mashed fruit is shahakol, then that's a binyanav, that from there we can derive that may Paris is shahakol niyavidvai. So then how do kushi luduchta? But the mashed dates are not zeya balma, and they're shahakol anyway, and if that's the model for may Paris, so you see that may Paris are shahakol, nothing to do with zeya balma. But the Gemara before said it's shahakol because it's a zeya balma. That's not for sure. That's a difficulty. Yeah, I don't know. That needs a yeshua. Maybe we'll leave it at that. Okay, we'll stop here.